Good, good, good. We're getting this caller up?
No, nobody calling.
Okay, standing by. Waiting for Star with the Suiting Warrior Organization. Supposed to be on at 10:35. Let's get that happening, and we'll just have this conversation. Sean, this is a good opportunity for us to recap the show, because I'm probably not going to do it at the very, very end as much because of just because of time, and I want to make sure we give maximum amount of time to Stolen Valor, Anthony Anderson over there, and with also Reed coming out at the same time. They're going to have both on the same time. And this is the first time I think that's happened. The first time I think somebody has been, quote-unquote, busted by Stolen Valor, and Stolen Valor coming on to be on the same segment with them.
And confront each other in a peaceful way.
Right, in an amicable, hey, I'm falling on my sword. I'm making my act of contrition. Anthony Anderson's going to work on behalf of those that, protecting Valor. Mm-hmm. And he's gonna do his thing and make sure everybody gets their say-so on it. And that's why I'm doing that. But it's the first time it's been done. And that's what this is about. That's what the show's about. Just like this Warfighter Health segment, you're only going to get that on Tipping Point. And not to give a selfish, badass plug, but, we're pretty selfish and badass, and so here's the plug. When you're with Tipping Point with Boone Cutler, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get the Warfighter perspective. It's going to be on health. It's going to be on PTSD. It's going to be on national issues, international issues, social issues. It's what we do. And because we are a large aggregate in America, I don't want to hear about this brand loyalty crap. All you corporate America people can keep your funk. I don't want it. Why we do this is to save each other. We're building a community, not a brand, not a loyal brand audience for you. Who we got, Sean?
We got nobody on the other. They just called up, say they're joining the show today. You know what? I wanted to mention, I've been looking at the site, and there's been a lot of activity on the site this week. On the group, on Facebook.
Yeah.
A lot of activity. And, dude, have you seen the puppy that Cabo de la Raza got? Have you seen that picture?
I have not. Wait, real quick. The calling number 775. Anthony's in asking me, and I forgot.
It's 775-337-1073.
337. I can't text.
337-1073.
People are busting my balls this week because I had a typo on Facebook.
Really?
All the time. It's like all these conspiracy theories. It's not the 30th of January yet. What's the problem? It's called a typo. I wrote it on the 20th. Whatever.
And an iPhone, which you have.
On an iPhone. At
numbers are pretty close together.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Settle down, people. Tell me about this Warfighter puppy.
This Warfighter puppy, he's been looking for a name. He posted up earlier this week. He's like, what's a good name for a Warfighter puppy? Right? And I'm like, I don't know. And I threw up Patton and Chesty. And
I said
like,
Boone.
I know. You know,
I think like 18 people liked it.
Dude, the puppies are way more better looking than you are. Way better looking than you
are. That
ain't hard. Yeah, it's true. But he looks like he settled on Canela. I guess that stands for cinnamon in Spanish.
Okay.
So check his pup out.
What is that, a golden retriever?
I don't know what it is. It looks like a mutt.
Yeah, he's kind of muddy.
I'm kind of cool with the mutt.
Wait, is that like a dachshund something?
No, look at those paws, dude. That is not a dachshund.
I don't know. What did he?
That dog's got some big paws, dude. But yeah. I would say probably it's a shepherd lab mix something.
Ghetto elk.
Whatever it is. Uh-huh. But he put some pictures up on the Facebook group, and he said, right here where she should be, at my feet asleep. Maybe now I'll be able to sleep with both eyes shut instead of pulling perimeter guard. Here's to many years to come of love, friendship, loyalty, and good times.
That's true. I don't travel with my dogs. Because I suck at getting them trained enough to do that. But I need to get it done. That's why Ajax is on board right now. I leave Gorgo at home, but I was traveling recently, and I was with Soldier, and he had his service animal. He had Kilo. He had his Warfighter puppy Kilo, and we were in a hotel together. And I'd be lying if I didn't say it's better traveling with an animal that is going to alert as things come around. And the dog did. The dog did well. So that's just another great reason to have a service animal if you're going to be traveling, because you got someone pulling security basically.
Absolutely, yeah. And I imagine you sleep better knowing that. The dog with the more heightened senses in you is going to alert.
Yeah, I didn't realize that it would be that effective on the road, but I'd be lying if I didn't say it wasn't. I'd be lying if it didn't create more of a priority for me to get Ajax trained up better, because it was significant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know what? That call, I just thought of it. If that was Star, call back. I didn't get your name. I was like, I got to get back on air. So if that was Star, you need to give us jingle back 775-337-1073. I might have cut her off. I'm just thinking that. And another thing that just came up on the Facebook group, Marshall Plumlee from the Duke University basketball team. He just contracted with the Army. It's a pretty cool picture up on the site if you got to see it. Marshall Plumlee is 7 foot tall, and he's taken the oath. I don't know.
That guy's about 5'7".
He could be 6 foot for all you know, but he looks smaller than 6 foot. But it looks pretty cool. You got to check it out on the Facebook group. It's pretty darn neat to see.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And they're showing his enlistment photo. He's standing there with the flag. For those that have taken the oath and done all that, it is a very, it's a cool thing. You know, you take the oath and you stand there in front of the flag and people swear you in and stuff. It's cool. It's kind of I can't even explain it to anything. It's just cool. And that's what the photos are of, and it's on a basketball court. And
all his teammates are there. It's a really cool thing. Coach Mike Krzyzewski is standing right next to him. And I got to tell you, when I re-upped for the second time, when I did my second enlistment, you know, you have to have an officer and a flag and a dignified location. Those are the three things that are required, right? So the LT in my unit, Brian Green, said, where do you want to do the re-enlistment? And I played softball with him both, you know, on the base team, on the unit team, and in a city league team.
We're talking about the Air Force again, guys. Okay, so if you're a Marine out there going, what? You hung out with your lieutenant?
Well, we were in a really small unit. We deployed together all the time.
I'm just picking on you. Go ahead. Okay, so you're out there, you know, eating cheese with the LT, and what'd they do?
Well, we were sipping wine and our pinkies out, too. for re-enlistment, he goes, what do you want to do? I said, you know what, can we do it on the ball field? So we did it on the ball field. I stood in one batter's box. He stood in the other, put the flag on home plate. It was pretty damn cool.
That's crazy, man. Make it cool like that. Okay. I like it. Are you in touch with these guys?
I am. Actually, there's a Facebook group for the unit I was in Colorado Springs, the 721st Mobile Command and Control Squadron.
And that's what I'm telling guys. We're not trying to get you hooked on social media. It's a tool. Don't be the tool. And when you get there, it's a way to hook into the community. And that's what happens. I just got a message from Karen, our scheduler, and she said that Star cannot come on. She had a previous scheduled event. We pushed her back, and I was hoping that she could come on
a little bit later. We'll get her on next week, then.
But we'll get her on next week, and everybody will just learn how to get suits for Warriors, and that's kind of a cool thing.